Are you ready?
I feel like I should be in a Daddy Yankee song.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking more like a stadium.
Okay, that too.
We're just like, you know, all the different pump-up jams.
Okay. Yeah. Both get you pumped up, so
either
right
way.
On.
Yeah, exactly. It is the Brunch Time Podcast, so welcome to it. And this is where we talk about things that maybe we didn't get to on the show. By the way, we are the morning show with Johnny and Stephanie. You can find it on 98.3 The Coast, 983thecoast.com, or wherever you find fun radio stations to listen to. This is the one.
The only one.
The number one, number two, number three, number four, number five, number six preset on your car. So yeah. Do that. But one of the things that we kind of touched on a little bit during the show was sharing your salary with your coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not like actually you taking my money, but actually like saying, hey, I make this amount of money.
Yeah.
How would you feel if you knew everybody's salary? Would you want to know?
It goes both ways, because if you find out that someone makes like a significant amount more than you, then that would be super upsetting. But at the same time, you do want to know, so that way you can try to see if your employer will match your salary in some way, or at least get you close to that. And, you know, it's a case-to-case situation. Obviously, some people have been in a business longer,
sure.
So you expect them to be making more.
Right.
Even
if you're in the same position,
yeah.
But somebody that had been there for maybe longer or something like that, has what they say, tenure.
Yeah.
Whatever that.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, you have the experience. Oh, you will make more money.
Exactly.
I don't know. I mean, it's the thing is with that, it can get super frustrating if you start finding out that a lot of people are making more money than you. Because, yeah, that kind of came what it came down to in one of my last jobs is we were part of a union. And, you know, everybody started at certain rates, but
right.
Then, you know, as you started gaining years, then the rate for the people starting would go up. Then you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah,
I did not make that much.
That is the good and bad thing of unions in any line of work, whether you're a tradesman or woman or you're in any kind of industry where there is a union set up, teachers.
Yeah.
You have that. Oh, well, year one, you make this much money. But yeah, if you, as the year one person, get into year five, year 10, all of a sudden that year one is making more than you were making in year five. And
yeah.
You're like, wait a minute. I understand things go up and everything, but that is a significant increase.
Yeah, like, is there some kind of retroactive pay that can be applied here?
Yeah.
Which sometimes that is the case for working in unions, because I know that was the case for some of them. Some they didn't make like their negotiations until like later on in the year, so they actually got that retroactive pay, at least for that year.
Ooh, retroactive pay. That
right?
Sounds cool.
Right, yeah. It sounds like I should like be taking myself back in time.
I want me some of that.
Yeah. I mean, think about that. You can just get like a paycheck, or I guess have it added onto your pay halfway through the year, a nice little chunk of money that you were missing out on. Yeah.
Kind of like you're prorated or something like
ultimately,
that.
Ultimately,
oh,
yeah.
Neat.
But yeah, I don't know. It's a tough situation, because I know a lot of employers are like, don't talk about your pay. But is
right.
that actually, is it like that here? Is like in Michigan that you can't discuss your salary or what?
It's just a taboo thing. It's one that people don't really discuss. Like, you want to ask somebody, well, how much do you make
yeah.
in this industry, roughly? Like, you just want to get a ballpark. You don't want to say exactly like, hey, Stephanie, how much money are you making? Let me see your pay stub. You know, things like that. But, you know, if somebody walks up to you, say at like a career day.
Yeah.
You know, some people say like, ooh, don't ask them what they make.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, it's the way you word it. If you say, how much would somebody in this industry starting out, roughly how much would they make?
That's usually
a valid question.
That's how I've always worded my questions, because I'm like, I know some people can get
right.
super worried about this. And I'm like, you don't have to tell me your exact amount, but give me a ballpark range, because it's you trying to figure out stuff for you personally.
Right.
And some people get so weird about it, and I honestly don't understand, because it's like, we're all in the same boat, especially if you work for the same company.
But would you be willing to tell people exactly how much you make?
Yeah. I mean, like, honestly, at this point, because It is what it is to me.
Well, a new survey found that 54% of workers say that they share their salary info with their coworkers, and it seems that millennial workers are much more likely to do so.
That's why. See, I'm a millennial.
Exactly. But I'm one of those that I'm like, I would tell you, but, you know, whatever happens if like, okay, there's a new person or there's somebody they're like, and they're like, oh, man. That's like way less than what I'm making or way more than what I'm making. It just causes a lot of issues.
Oh, totally. And I mean, I think I would only share it really with people that you start to build a relationship with at work that you feel confident that they're not going to go spreading that around. I mean, it's not like you start working somewhere and immediately I tell someone, oh, this is how much I make.
You know? Right, exactly. Like, oh, man, I'm making way more money than you.
Sucks to be you.
Yeah. They say one of the reasons that these people are sharing this information, they say that they use that information to increase their own salary.
Yeah.
So it's almost like you team up and then kind of say, oh, wait a minute. All right, so if there's a discrepancy here, you know, I think, you know, maybe there's a good chance that I might not be able to match you or, you know, and make more money than you, but maybe it could be good for both.
Yeah.
You could say like, oh, man, we should be making this much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why don't we both kind of negotiate, especially if you're in a union?
Yeah.
That helps a lot more.
Oh, yeah, because then you got a team of people who are all wanting the same type of thing.
Right.
Or you have basically one person like talking for the crowd.
And if they don't give you what you want, you go on strike.
Yeah, that's right. Which we talked about that. We're like, maybe we should strike. But then it only works when everybody wants to strike.
Right, yeah.
Because there's always going to be those few people that are like, nah, I just don't think that's a good idea. And you're like, come on, man.
Yep, I've had relatives that have been in unions and they're like, yeah, I kind of want to go on strike, but you know, if I'm fairly new, I'm like, I don't really think I need to. I'm making good money at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And really what we're kind of trying to combat with the union and do all that in our places of business is not really that much of an increase. So is it worth going on strike?
Yeah.
Sometimes. Sometimes not.
Exactly.
But, you know, I almost think what would be great is much like we see how many likes are on social media or things like that. We kind of, a lot of stuff is pretty much out there. What if every single person had like a little thing floating above their head and it said how much they made?
Oh man, isn't that like
every single person, not just your coworkers,
I feel like that's
everybody you know?
No, I don't think I think I'd get pretty discouraged.
Right.
Because, I mean, especially if you're walking around all your bosses.
I feel like that, even in any workplace, I don't really want to know that stuff because I don't want to get down on myself or pissed off. Like, wait a minute, this is, and it's just not going to be good for anybody.
No, and I ultimately, yes, I agree with that. And I think it's just, I don't know. Sometimes I get worked up about stuff like that. And I'm like, come on, equality, people, let's do this. But yeah, that was probably my union mentality at the point. So
probably. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just waiting for you to just go out and picket. It's a one person picket.
Yeah.
Love to see that.
And they'll be like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm standing up for my right as an employee here. That's right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, you never expressed any of this to us before.
Right. Yeah, like, it's always tough for anybody. I mean, whether you just started a job or you just, you know, you get middle of the year is always tough too, because a lot of businesses, they'll throw the card like, well, we already did the budget for the whole year, so let's talk about it in 6 months.
Yeah.
It's like, great. So if I bring it up, they're like, ooh, yeah, you just missed the deadline to talk about it. So,
like,
guess
that's
we'll
not
wait
cool.
a little bit.
No, no.
So,
I don't like the way certain places sometimes strategically plan that so that way their employees don't question them.
Well,
about that.
It is always tough too when, you know, if you see national increases in pay and certain things, whether it's a minimum wage or just even other businesses changing their minimum wage specifically to a certain amount, you're like, wait, that's like a lot. And maybe I should get that. And so it's hard to negotiate sometimes, but, you know, good luck with it.
Yeah.
It's always hard to talk about money. Most people don't want to. It's even, especially when you start a job, when that interview process, that is always the hardest question for any interviewer it's not really a hard question, but it's one that they always like save for either the very beginning to get it off the table or right at the very end.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, So how much do you want?
Oh yeah, like, the awkward question.
What's that? What's the compensation level that we're going to need in order to bring you in? I feel like that should happen in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then at the end, if the interview does not go well, you just, it's kind of like that idea of having a pile of dollars and every time like your server or anybody doesn't do what they should be doing, you take a dollar away.
Oh, man.
Maybe you should do that at an interview. And somebody's like, oh, well, I want $75,000. Okay, cool. Put $75,000 on here.
Oh, no.
And just like there's a show on one of the sports channels, I think ESPN, where if they don't, the person, the moderator doesn't like what they say, that goes down.
Yeah.
So it could be like that. Oh, man. So you started at 75.
We just
dropped you down to 55. I'm sorry, but that's what you go away with. It's like a game show.
Yeah.
It would be great. Because you're in charge of your money.
As long as they have some great theme music and, I don't know, a guest, like a guest host joining them.
If you would have done better, you could have made more money.
Yeah. Johnny ended up with...
Ooh. $60,000. Ah.
Rough
I'm
break,
sorry.
Man.
Could have ended up with a possible $125,000, but you just didn't. But hey, at least you're not going home with nothing.
Exactly.
So there you go. Maybe either a game show or those little pop-ups above people's heads. Either way, somebody's going to get pissed off.
Totally.
Eventually.
That's what I was going to say.
But if you like the podcast, be sure to subscribe. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live without limits at the Whitcomb. Check out the podcast at 983thecoast.com or wherever you find your podcasts and on our wonderful app as well.
Check out the app if you haven't, because it's been updated, it's new, mm-hmm. It's got everything that the website has pretty much. So
absolutely, ways for you to interact, check out podcasts, contests, all that stuff. So download it, just search for 98.3 The Coast. All right, we'll be back with another Brunch Time podcast coming up tomorrow.